Unlike Sudan, Tunisia has been considered one of the more stable countries in North Africa. Then last month, widespread anger toward the regime turned into a popular revolt. President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali was overthrown on Friday. That ended his iron-fisted rule, but began another phase of unrest. Yesterday, Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi announced a new national unity government, but key roles went to members of the ousted president's party. And that didn't sit well with many Tunisians, according to the BBC's Lise Doucet in Tunis.
They want the party to go, but they want the individuals to go. These are people who've been around a long time. The Prime Minister, Mohamed Ghannouchi, is a very close ally of the ousted president. And I don't think it is going to be enough for some of the more radical protesters who are saying, you know, this is a revolution. This is not simply, you know, changing cosmetic changes or changing some of the faces. We want complete change. We want the dictator is gone, as they put it, but the dictatorship is still here. Now, there are other voices who are saying, listen, we need experienced people if we want this to be a stable and peaceful transition. People who've been in opposition have not had any experience in running the government. We need these hands at this hour.
Now, back to the streets where you were today, Lise. What did you see? Are the protests as intense as they were before President Ben Ali fled the country?
Well, the protests change every day. They're not on the scale that they were that forced Ben Ali to leave last Friday with the assistance of the army. But they started today 100 strong. But I can say, having been there for a few hours, they grew steadily bigger. They'd come to the streets. They'd be chanting their slogans, calling on the ruling party to leave. Riot police and the army would move in with the tear gas canisters, firing shots in the air that would scatter the protesters. And then within a short time, the protesters would assemble again, and every time they did, the crowds grew steadily larger, steadily louder. But in the midst of this, I have to say, just to give you a flavor of the mood here in Tunisia now, that sometimes there would be these loud, angry, harsh, violent scenes, but in others, there'd be these moments where the crowds would break into these emotional renditions of the national songs. They would be chanting, long live the army. They distinguish them from the police. I've even seen today some of the protesters hugging the army. So this is the fluidity of Tunisian society today. It's society trying to reshape itself, but it doesn't really know what the final shape of this country will be.
These security forces, who's controlling them and whose side are they on?
Tunisians make a distinction between the army, which is tens of thousands strong. It's regarded, and quite unusually for this region, as being apolitical and professional. And then there's the police, which numbers in the hundreds of thousands and is seen as having been close to the ruling party, very close to the ousted President Ben Ali. So there's a lot of anger and resentment and suspicion of these police. At one moment today, there was even at one protest, the army actually moved in between to separate the protesters from the riot police. And that caused the protesters to break into their chanting. They saw the army telling the riot police to move back. So there was this extraordinary a scene of the sense of solidarity, army and protesters against the police. But it's not so simple as that, because, of course, the army is watching all of this fairly. There are some people who say it wasn't a revolution, not at least 100%. It was in part a military coup, because of the fact that the army didn't move against the protesters last week, the fact that it also facilitated the departure of the president, meant that it's playing a key role on the streets, behind the scenes, and we don't really know what they're thinking as they watch these developments unfold.
The BBC's Lise Doucet in Tunis. Thanks so much, Lise.
Thank you.